From the hellish regions of the galaxy, warp storms, demon worlds, shadow-veiled fortresses, the armies of the heretic Astartes strike at their hated enemies. The Chaos Space Marines are terrifying veterans of the Long War, genetically augmented fighters whose skills were first honed centuries or even millennia ago. In the long years since their fall from grace and their rebirth as reavers and tyrants, they have dwelt amidst terror and madness. Their blades and their instincts have been kept sharp by constant warfare against predatory abominations and Xenos aggressors, and against each other. Yet, their greatest opponents are those from whom they turned, the Imperium of Mankind, who named them traitors. For these foes, the heretic Astartes reserved their deepest and most bitter hatred. To face the Chaos Space Marines in battle is to stand before all the strength, power, and devastating weaponry possessed by their loyalist cousins, but wielded by warriors freed from the restraints of stultifying doctrine. More terrifying still, they have fully embraced the diabolical power of the warp. Sorcerers unleash tainted empiric energies, abominable fusions of demon and machine stalk blood-drenched battlefields, and the champions of the ruinous power wield cursed weapons inhabited by malicious entities. They were created for unending war, slavishly effecting the conquest of a galaxy that would never be theirs. What they have become are countless brotherhoods of the galaxy's most skilled and merciless warriors, further empowered by the boons of the dark gods of chaos. Nothing is beyond their reach. Not conquest, nor revenge, nor eternal damnation. The seeds of treachery. Many of the dread-armored legionnaires who threaten the galaxy have survived for 10,000 years, from a time before any space marines had fallen to the promises of chaos. To the Imperium, such eras are shrouded in myth. To the heretics who lived through them, they were formative times that shaped the beginnings of their unerring paths toward damnation. Space Marines are genetically augmented super soldiers, men taken apart and remade by arcane science and biotech from darker ages. They are armored in advanced suits of powered battle plate connected directly to their bodies, granting them even more speed, strength, and resilience, and wield weapons at the zenith of mankind's ability to conceive. Only the Emperor, a being of towering intellect, psychic strength, and foresight, could have brought such technology to fruition. In the waning years of the Age of Strife, he needed armies for his ambitious designs of conquest, first of Terra, and then of the entire galaxy. It is said that amongst the Emperor's earliest works were the Primarchs. Traditionally 20 in number, these numinous beings are described as the pinnacle of the Emperor's craft. Demigods that shared a portion of his soul, or else mirrored a facet of his divine persona. Stained armaglass within the ecclesiarchal palace upon Terra tells how, from the Primarchs, the Emperor created the first legions of space marines. These were forged in their respective gene sire's image, so that they shared the same range of nigh-on supernatural gifts, but filtered through the prism of their Primarch's unique attributes. Thus, the Space Marines were granted a sliver of their father's power, inheriting portions of their specialist strengths, as well as their particular foibles. An unknown calamity overtook the Primarchs, however, before the Emperor's work upon them was complete. Some inexplicable cosmic catastrophe scattered the nascent demigods throughout the galaxy. Only a handful of Ordo Malleus Inquisitors can even speculate as to what occurred. But some have wondered whether it was during this tragedy the tendrils of chaos first touched a number of the Primarchs. Whatever the truth, the Primarchs were not initially at the Emperor's side when he unified Terra and set out on his great crusade, with the Space Marine Legions, his Angels of Death, at the vanguard of his armies. The Legions were enormous. Thousands upon thousands of elite warriors endowed with the finest equipment the growing Imperium could provide. They were granted whole fleets of starships, as well as the autonomy to undertake campaigns of their own. Forge worlds of the Mechanicum, countless regiments of the Imperial Army, legions of titans and knight households pledged themselves to the legions. The Space Marines were the hammer that forged the Imperium, the Emperor's heralds. The Great Crusade ground on for years, and in time, the Primarchs that had been sundered from the Emperor's side are believed to have been rediscovered, united with the Space Marines that bore their genetic legacy. They commanded the armies of humanity into the darkest and most terrifying depths of the galaxy. Mankind seemed poised to conquer everything before them. Xenos empires crumbled. Virgin sectors opened to exploitation, and forgotten offshoots of humanity were rediscovered and brought into the Imperium, willingly or not. Yet, at the pinnacle of the Emperor's might, there arose an enemy that would almost destroy his Imperium. Those in thrall to the Dark Gods. These flesh and blood servants of the ruinous powers were the least of the threat, however. Whether through whispering battlefield winds, feverish nightmares, or sorcerous infections, the insidious taint of chaos wormed its way amongst the Imperium's greatest heroes, and a corruption of body and spirit took hold. Truths were twisted. Pride and martial prowess were appealed to. Perfectionism and courage were perverted. And all the while, doubts were cast on the Emperor and his plans. It is unlikely that any single Primarch was wholly resistant to this evil, each being tested in turn, and standing or bending beneath the deceptively subtle assault. As a result, fully half the Primarchs and the legions that served them turned their faces from the Emperor's light. The apocalyptic civil war that they ignited is known to historians as the Horus Heresy, named after its chief instigator, he who was once the most trusted of the Emperor's generals. The Primarch Horus and his legion led the galactic insurrection. In the Era Indominus, precious little is still known of the heresy with any degree of certainty. Records have been destroyed, sequestered by secretive organizations, or perhaps in some cases, still lie buried beneath the forgotten fastness toppled during that time. The names of monstrous evildoers and saintly heroes continue to be reviled and revered, even when their deeds are lost to time or official censure. The details of events whose names echo through time are either contradictory or so fantastic as to be beyond belief. Nonetheless, it seems that at the drop site massacre of Istvan V, the Battle of Kalth, even the Siege of Terra itself, the turncoat traitor legions unleashed their emperor-given strength and the fell power of their new masters. It very nearly proved enough. The Imperium was driven to the brink of extinction. The Ecclesiarchy tells that by the supreme sacrifice, the Emperor cast down the arch-traitor Horus and turned the battle's tide. The heresy died with its leader, and the traitors were driven from Terra's gates. The Imperial survivors pushed the defeated traitor legions from sector to sector, world to world, in a furious reckoning that became known as the Scouring. It was a years-long campaign of vengeance, the Imperium's abhorrence fueled by the depths of the traitor's betrayal. To have threatened Terra in the first place, the traitor legions and their myriad allies had virtually drowned the galaxy in blood. Uncounted worlds had been conquered in the heretic's path to the throne world. Countless more had willingly thrown in their lot with Horus and his followers, whether seeking mere survival or banking on the power of such an affiliation would bring them. The traitors regrouped in their fortresses and homeworlds and continued the fight. No longer for the conquest of the Imperium, but for their survival. War was so incessant that at times the threat to the Emperor's realm was almost as great as it had been at the height of the heresy. Many of the traitor legions were eventually hounded into the Eye of Terror, an ancient warp rift within the Segmentum Obscurus. There, a vast interstitial zone existed where the warp and real space overlapped, a place of madness and mutation, where demon worlds endured against natural laws. Hemmed in by the Cadian Gate, a solitary channel of open space guarded by the bastion world Cadia and countless standing armies, the traitors were believed trapped. upon insane worlds twisted and corrupted by the warp's tides, many of the traitor legions conquered new holdings, raised baleful fortresses, and carved out diabolical empires of their own as they warred with each other for dominance. Yet it was not a region any of them were content to inhabit indefinitely. Their existence became one filled with hatred and an obsession for vengeance, and they plotted to punish the Imperium for daring to believe them caged. The Imperium, weakened dreadfully by the heresy, perhaps should have driven onwards and ensured the traitor's destruction. But Xenos uprisings and continued war against recidivist systems blinded them to the canker that grew within the Eye of Terror. Abaddon, the Despoiler. The name of Abaddon the Despoiler has become an eightfold curse within the Imperium. For the thousands of years of terror he has heaped upon the galaxy, a realm he once helped conquer, in the name of the Emperor. Abaddon is feared by the High Lords of Terra, within the halls of the greatest Xenos empires, and even by the most powerful champions of his own Black Legion. He is called the Archfiend, the Master of the Black Legion, and the War Master of Chaos. It is Abaddon alone who has been able to wield all the disparate traitor legions, as well as countless renegades, and his dark dreams of conquest are far from sated. During the Great Crusade, Abaddon rose to be captain of the first company of the Lunar Wolves, as the Legion of the Primarchorus was then known. Such was Abaddon's tactical skill and physical prowess. It was rumored that he may have been a clone son of Horus himself. When the heresy blossomed into bloody violence, it was clear that Abaddon's loyalty lay solely with Horus. He led the Terminators of the Sons of Horus across Istvan, Yarend, and Terra itself before the heresy ended with Horus's defeat at the Emperor's hands. Abaddon's anguish at his master's death drove him deeper into madness and hatred than any mortal should ever sink. Before retreating from Terra, Abaddon took up the Primarch's body and fought his way free of the vengeful loyalists. With their cadaverous prize, Abaddon and his legion fled Terra. Amongst the unnatural tides and tempests of the Eye of Terror, brother turned on brother as resources both mundane and esoteric fueled the traitors' wars for survival. Abaddon reforged his legion in those dark days, tearing the name of his gene sire from the fracturing brotherhood and grasping the mantle of overlordship for himself. A Black Crusade is an unsteady alliance between the infernal scions of the warp, drawing together a terrifying army of heretic Astartes, demons, mutants, and renegades. The most destructive of these sky-darkening invasions have been those led by Abaddon the Despoiler. When the War Master of Chaos first returned to the Imperium, It was at the head of a diabolical horde ravaging system after system around the Eye of Terror. His Chaos Space Marines, now calling themselves the Black Legion, were at the forefront of the attack, destroying all in their path. During this first Black Crusade, Abaddon formed many bloody pacts in the name of the Chaos Gods. While his armies laid waste to worlds around Cadia, the Despoiler descended into the crypts below the Tower of Silence on Urulon, where he recovered a demon sword of prodigious power. The arcane weapon contained the bound essence of Drachnian, a writhing warp entity that the Despoiler's heralds claim can rend reality apart. With the howling blade in his armored fist, Abaddon became nigh on unstoppable. More Black Crusades followed, each achieving some dark purpose that even the mightiest sages of the Imperium could not discern. During the second of his apocalyptic campaigns, Abaddon reached out his armies to curse the worlds of the Belus Corona sector. His fleet destroyed dozens of cruisers within the sector's shipyards, while in a devastating teleport attack, Abaddon led his Terminator elite to the inquisitorial stronghold of Nemesis Tessera. He toppled the world's hexagrammatic eldritch needles, and when inquisitors later sifted through the installation's ruins, they discovered the rupture of a critical cell and the disappearance of its demonic prisoner. Abaddon's fifth Black Crusade targeted the Alessia sector, cities home to millions, sacred shrines, and forge temples across dozens of the sector's worlds. Each was destroyed in an act of empiric violation. The wanton slaughter shattered warp seals that had held back tides of psychic mutation. On Terranith, Abaddon lured the vengeful Warhawks and Venerators chapters into a city-wide ambush, trapping them between his Black Legion and a slavering host of Cornate Demons. Both Loyalist chapters were completely destroyed, and the skulls of every deceived warrior taken by the triumphant demons as their promised due. The 12th Black Crusade ignited the Gothic War. The eponymous sector this campaign targeted was home to the arcane and prehistoric Blackstone fortresses, megalithic void-born stations of unknown origin. The Imperium had long employed the deserted and seemingly inert edifices in the Gothic sector as star forts. Through the use of occult artifacts, Abaddon was able to gain control of several of the fortresses. He used their warp-fueled weapons not only to annihilate enemy ships, but also the Flint's planets of life, and finally, to destroy the star Tarantis. Two of the Blackstone fortresses were known to still be in Abaddon's clutches when the Gothic War eventually concluded. Now, as Abaddon's 13th Black Crusade reaches its peak in the Era Indomitus, Cadia has finally been overrun. its surface reduced to a burning wasteland. Though the planet itself has fallen, possession of the Cadian Gate hangs in the balance. Abaddon's acquisitive gaze has also turned to the Nachmund Gauntlet, as he seeks to control the primary navigable route through the Cicatrix Maledictum. These are just some of the schemes of Dominion, the Despoiler masterminds, in his drive to wipe the Imperium from existence. Should he triumph, the dark tide of chaos will pour from the warp to strike at last at the most prized world of all, Holy Terra itself. Warmaster Abaddon has proved incomparably greater than any of the mighty Chaos Lords. Manipulative sorcerers, or terrifying demon princes who serve as his lieutenants and lead war bands of the Black Legion. Greater, too, is he than any of the myriad champions of the Dark Gods amongst the other legions and renegade chapters. Save, perhaps, the fell demon primarchs themselves. It is said that he alone has the power to unite the traitor legions and finish the treachery begun 10,000 years ago. In their palaces, ships, and fortified strategiums, the Imperium's commanders endure an endless litany of the Despoiler's victories, and many fear that they will be living witnesses to the days in which that dread prophecy is at last fulfilled. Demons and the Warp. Known to mankind by many names, the Immaterium, the Empyrean, the Great Ocean, the Warp exists as a source of both limitless power and eternal damnation. Such power, and the freedom to wield it, has ever tempted the unwary, the desperate, and the ambitious. Those who ignore or dismiss the threat lurking within its bottomless depths. From their earliest forays into the warp, humans have known about, yet never truly understood, the terrible dangers that prowl there. The warp is the realm of the dark gods of chaos, and the demonic entities that serve them. Demons ever seek to break through the barriers that separate the warp from the material realm. They will attempt to consume the souls of the unwary, parasitize untamed psykers, or even steal a mortal vessel by supplanting the original soul and possessing the unfortunate host. To achieve their goal, demons will lie with consummate skill, lure and ensnare the foolhardy with convoluted promises, and butcher anything that stands in their way. These malevolent sentiences cannot usually affect the material universe directly. Yet, in regions where the barrier between the warp and real space is fragile, in whispers and through nightmares, they can promise all the power of the timeless, ever-changing warp. For all their enhanced resilience and psycho-conditioning, Space Marines are not immune to the corruption that seeps from the warp. while cultists who follow Chaos Space Marines see their masters as the chosen of the ruinous powers. The heretic Astartes themselves believe that they alone are in control of their destiny, able to employ the warp's power for their own end. Those consumed by such power, they reason, were just too weak. Demons manifest wildly varying powers, and control of such power is a heady incentive for a Chaos Space Marine. One way for a demon to exist in the material realm is for its essence to be bound into an item, a weapon, a suit of armor, a tome of sorcery, or one of countless other objects. Sealed inside with baleful runes, the demon's essence endows its prison with otherworldly powers. No demon willingly submits to such a fate, however. It fights its owner at every chance, lashing out with sorcerous attacks or cajoling them with lies, seeking in turn to dominate its wielder. All who embrace the path of chaos risk the taint of demonic entities seeping into their soul. But those known as demonkin actively seek such profane corruption. Their ranks contain half-demonic monstrosities, demon engines, psykers able to draw the eye of the warp's denizens, and mortal warriors seeking such power by offering themselves or others as hosts. Such an ordeal is agonizing, as the demons horrifically remold physical forms to suit their needs. Masters of possession are experts in the creation of possessed, as these twisted warriors are known. Unlike most mortals, a Chaos Space Marine usually maintains a semblance of control in such unions, able to curb the worst excesses of their spiritual parasite. When battle is joined, however, the warrior's personality is subsumed, and the demon rampages in an orgy of bloodletting. Pacts and bargains struck with demonic entities involve tremendous sacrifice, but offer potentially extraordinary benefits. Demons employ all the deception at their disposal, veiling the true cost of their aid until it is too late. For their part, Chaos Space Marines rarely pit their wits against demons unarmed. They may gird themselves with wards, prepare proxy victims to suffer consequences, or ensure they have something to offer that the demon desperately wants. In return, demons can reveal secrets otherwise impossible to discover. From enigmas of the past to foretellings of the future, there is no limit to what a demon can reveal if persuaded to do so. Sifting the truths from the lies, however, is another matter. The most tainted conjurations can be achieved with demonic energy. Sorcerers of the heretic Astartes who employ such power may have been psykers from birth, dark mirrors to loyalist librarians. Others, maybe warriors granted the ability to manipulate the warp by a demonic patron. A sorcerer who makes a demonic pact bargains some service or favor with a demon in exchange for a portion of the creature's essence. With this conduit, the sorcerer channels the soul-blasting energies of the warp into excoriating hexes or gouts of word flame, molding the fabric of the universe with hate-filled curses. Yet not all sorcerous emanations are unleashed at the direction of insane dabblers in the demonic arts. Seeping from cursed artifacts, tainted ritual sites, and rifts in the fabric of real space, powers of chaos have been likened by some to an infectious miasma. Such comparisons, however, fall wildly short. Direct exposure to the warp's power, or to demonkind, is one of countless ways in which its corruption spreads. Thoughts and emotions, symbolism and deeds, even well-intentioned ones, can ensnare those not eternally on guard. Nothing is safe from its touch. The Imperium and mankind could not survive without the warp. Tearing open gateways into that nightmare dimension and sending ships and screamed psychic missives hurtling into its depths remain the only ways in which the Imperium can maneuver and communicate across the vast distances of the galaxy. Loyalists face great peril attempting to traverse the warp, whereas those in service to the Dark Gods are able to exploit the Imperium with greater ease. Unconstrained by the dogma, superstition, and fear of the Imperium, Chaos Space Marines employ a variety of means to strategize and plot over long distances. Some lords use abducted psykers, forcing them to open their minds to the crawling horrors found not only in the warp, but also in the contents of the messages. Such mortals rarely last long, quickly burned out by this abusive exposure. Others employ cabals of sorceress heretic Astartes, over whom they have a cast iron hold, and others still manipulate demonic servants to carry messages across the gulfs of the warp. The warp-attuned senses of sorcerers, or even possessed, can guide ships through the tumultuous tides of the Immaterium. Knowledge bartered from demons can also lead a warband's vessels on a safer course. Even if the demon should wish no harm to come to those it sees as its puppets, safety in the warp is a relative concept, and many of those in service to the Dark Gods have nonetheless been swept into oblivion by formless tempests. Sacrifices and ritualized prayers to the ruinous powers are often undertaken, beseeching them to calm their realm and smooth the way for worthy destruction in their name. Chaos Space Marine fleets are vast and powerful armadas of gargantuan vessels. Some are accumulated over time as warbands reave and pillage orbital dockyards, or conduct rapacious boarding actions on Imperial warships. Others have survived for 10 millennia and more. Ancient vessels the Imperium no longer knows how to create. Countless years spent within the warp, in orbit above demon worlds claimed by the Chaos Space Marines, or plying the Empyrean's tides from one massacre to another, have saturated these ships with the warp's sickening taint. The gangways of such vessels may be haunted by spirits, their bilges now the hunting grounds of mutated spawn. Indeed, many legionnaires claim to sense a kind of malignant intelligence growing within the heart of their oldest and most impure warships. The Imperium Nihilus. To the galactic north of the Great Rift, humanity's realm is all but bereft of the Emperor's light. Hundreds of thousands of inhabited worlds are afflicted by howling warp gales that bring waking nightmares and terrors of the darkness to even the most well-defended of bastion worlds. Hope there is hard to come by, unless it be for a swift death. Imperial stellar cartographers name the benighted region beyond the Cicatrix Maledictum as the Imperium Nihilus. It is still claimed as part of the God Emperor's realm, but from its depths, almost nothing is known to escape. Twisted rumors, supernatural tales brought back by terrified crews, and the fevered imaginations of those who once knew worlds there have peopled it with nightmares and shadowy monstrosities. Severed from the psychic beacon of the Astronomicon, warp travel in the Imperium Nihilus is catastrophically perilous and painfully slow. Astropathic communion is virtually non-existent, save for between fragile communities of psychic choirs who manage to establish wavering contact with their nearest neighbors. Most systems are alone. The metaphysical darkness of the Astronomicon's absence forces to the surface ancient fears of literal darkness, and the populaces of these worlds shiver in fear, or else turn on each other in madness, knowing any pleas for aid they send will not be heard. The tempestuous warp channels within the Imperium Nihilus are not feared by the fleets of the heretic Astartes. They have spread conquering armadas and reaving warbands in greater numbers than records attest since the days of the Horus Heresy. Flotillas of angular proud ships etched with runes hundreds of feet in size, pour from hidden lairs in the nebulae, from the churning liminal zones of warp rifts, and even from the core tempests of the Cicatrix Maledictum itself. The greater ease with which the servants of the Dark Gods are delivered, as if by their munificent hands, of their deities, to the hunting ground after the next has resulted in the doom of billions. preying upon worlds already ravaged by waves of mutation or psychic awakening, whose defensive armies have been decimated by treachery. These warbands engage in butchering campaigns like few they have formerly known. This is the traitor's time. Many of the heretics feel themselves empowered in this unilluminated realm. Some see the dubious gifts of their dark gods swell with greater strength, artifacts of heinous power seething with enhanced prominence, and sorcery flaring with greater diabolical majesty. Beyond the excoriating touch of the Emperor's light, it seems, darkness is gathering strength. Retributive loyalist armies are outmaneuvered, or their responses are delayed by months, even years. Most massacres of imperial systems by the forces of chaos go unpunished simply because their tragic victims die unknown deaths. Those granted the mercy of a swift demise are the lucky ones. Chaos Space Marines herd the defeated survivors, thousands at a time, into the black holds of their ships. Dark Apostles subject countless more to the agonies of ritual sacrifice, and Masters of Possession refine their demonic fusings by experimenting on hundreds of screaming mortal hosts at once, turning them into thralls, living canvases, or merely blade fodder. Amidst the horrors assailing isolated outposts of humanity in the Imperium Nihilus, it is easy to see why more than one center of Imperial civilization has believed itself the last of the species. Such worlds and systems are amongst those that have endlessly succeeded from the Emperor's rule, establishing themselves as little kingdoms, some fiercely grasping the opportunity for independence, others pragmatically accepting it. Further isolated, these territories are easier prey for Xenos raiders, while the withering of Imperial faith has unbarred countless metaphorical gates through which the corruptions of chaos can enter unopposed. Cults to the ruinous powers soon flourish in such places, as demons pull themselves into the minds of depraved, untrammeled psychers, and a thousand minor iniquities coalesce to drown whole worlds in horror. Such newly birthed demon worlds provide loci of empiric power, which are taken advantage of by countless warbands of heretic Astartes. But the dominion of chaos has only just begun. Lords, demon princes, sorcerers, and a myriad champions of the chaos gods have conquered and founded empires of their own in the abandoned reaches of the Imperium Nihilus. There, they rule as tyrants and monstrous overlords, some even setting themselves up as gods to their newly enslaved masses. Their grand hosts and war bands of Chaos Space Marines now reap the boons of ordnance manufactorums, continental macro farms, alchemical mega distilleries, and the toiling throngs that all once served the Imperium. With every conquered world, the heretics' power grows, and their nightmarish empires swell. It is doubtful that Warmaster Abaddon knows of every such sovereign empire spreading its fell influence beyond imperial retribution. Yet, some see the Despoiler's controlling hand in the location and perpetuation of a number of them. Whether these dominions form part of a grander deployment strategy yet to be discerned, or give promise of what the galaxy will look like under his rule, remains to be seen.